July is a big month for Jonathan Johnson. He's chairman of the board of Overstock.com, and he leads the Salt Lake Chamber's Clean Air Committee. The pressure's on because his company edged out perennial rivals Fidelity Investments and ADP to clinch last year's Clear the Air Challenge in the corporation category.
We would love to be dethroned by anyone who can better us. Everyone will be a winner if some company can save more trips than Overstock has in the past and will again this year. But we don't think it's going to happen.
2014 will be the sixth year of the Clean Air Contest, and organizers hope more people will opt to take up the challenge and do less driving. By leaving their cars and trucks behind last year, participants avoided more than 23,000 pounds of emissions. That's 176,000 fewer trips and nearly 2 million miles not driven. Instead, people hopped on tracks or the bus, they carpooled or telecommuted. This year, Johnson hopes enhanced social media tools will draw even more people into the challenge.
I think a lot of people want to help. They just aren't aware of it or they don't know how. And the social media aspect of this, I think, is going to be a big help.
Dozens of corporations, offices, university programs, families, and individuals already say they're taking part. Cars and trucks produce roughly half of northern Utah's pollution, so all of those avoided trips add up. Angelica Hitzman is a finance consultant. She's happy the contest is making a difference, even though she won't be participating.
Part of the problem that holds me back from using public transportation as opposed to just driving my car is the cost.
The challenge begins July 1st and runs through the end of the month. Judy Fays, KUER News.